You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
This is Violet here with Camden Community Radio. A couple of months ago, we went to a meeting that was held by HS2 Limited in the Temperance Hospital. It was a public meeting, and they invited people from the local community to come and hear about the plans for the train line and kind of voice their concerns. Since then, the hospital is now, it's covered in scaffolding. I mean, they're getting ready for the wrecking balls. But just this week, Brian Battersill appeared in the Camden New Journal with a letter that he wrote to them, voicing his concerns because he's a resident of the Silverdale block in the Regent's Park estate, which is just near the hospital and due for demolition in 2018. But they're starting to kind of get everyone out and get ready for all of that to just come down to make way for the trains. But we actually spoke to Brian on that day in August, and we're going to have a listen to that clip now.
Yes, it's Brian Battersill. I've lived in Silverdale, just over the road there, for over 40 years. When somebody goes into it, they go, my goodness, isn't this a lovely flat? Everybody says it. It's like, it draws you in. Do you know, I've got little figurines and things, you know, all over the place, and it's just warm and welcoming. And one day, I just got a letter through the door saying, we're going to demolish your flats and you've got to move, which was like a terrible blow. Silverdale is the only place where everybody is so friendly. It doesn't matter whether you're Irish or whether you're Bangladeshi or Indian and everything else, because when the people move from the slums in Somers Town and Albany Street, they all join together because of the hardship. You know, one room, seven kids, toilet out the back in the garden somewhere, well, garden. And when people have moved in, it's sort of come off on them. Because when I first moved in, I was given a cake by the neighbours, freshly baked, because that's an old custom. And I was just overwhelmed. And they say, you're Brian, yes, I said, you just moved in, well, here's a cake for you. The next day, in the landing lobby, people would say, oh, are you Brian? You're the new neighbour, everybody. And I was only there a couple of days, and the Irish woman looked over and she said, oh, will you keep a look on Nancy for me? 5-year-old girl playing. I was just sitting on the wall there. I said, yes, I will. She came out about an hour later. Where's Nancy? I said, she's behind the ice cream van. Do you know what I mean? Nancy, come here. It's just a juggernaut that's fed by money, and it doesn't seem like anything to stop it. I mean, you had, I think it was called the box road system, whereby they were coming through Islington all the way through, dual carriageway, right through, and smashing everything. That was stopped, but the people today, they just haven't got the will because they've been so pushed down, and I'm afraid it's just a hopeless mess.
So I'm here in the studio now with Mimi Romilly, who came with us at Camden Community Radio on that day to sing her protest song, which you might have heard. If you haven't heard it, you should go and listen to it at ccradio.org. But Mimi, I just wanted to hear, because you obviously feel very strongly on this issue. You've been campaigning for months, for years, to kind of against the coming of the trains. And I just wanted to get your first reaction from that clip.
Yeah, it's very interesting what Brian was saying, because I have actually lived on the Regent's Park estate. I lived in Cumberland Market in Mosedale, and my mother lived in Mackworth. And I've also lived in Tolmouth Square, I've lived in Somers Town and all these places. And there was a community, but the problem with this government, this Tory government, is they seem to want to divide and rule, and that's the way you do it. You separate people, and they can't protest because they've been divided. And it's very divisive, and I understand what he means. You need to have humanity and community wherever you go. And what's the point in living, just surviving, you know, without any neighbours and friends and people pulling together?
I mean, the provisions that the government have put in place, because they obviously realised that this was going to be an issue, that people were going to be uprooted, are they just not cutting it? Are they? Is there something they should be doing more? Or, I mean, is there anything they can do now that it's looking like they're set on HS2 happening?
Well, I think it just should be scrapped. I think there's no alternative. But the government don't care about human beings. They don't care about communities. All they care about is they've got dollar signs in their eyes, you know. And that's all they're interested in is money. And
so what can they do?
They're not interested in human beings, you know. And there's no life. Look how miserable life is. It's all about money, money, money. And most people haven't got enough of it except the top people. And this blinking train, anyway, it's going to, you know, most of us won't be able to afford to get on that blinking train.
You've got a petition up, is that right?
Oh, yes. And of course, please, everybody, sign my petition against HS2. It's called Scrap HS2, A Waste of Taxpayers' Money. And if we can all unite in the country and get together and all sign each other's forms so that we can get the government's attention so that they actually listen to us. And I know people are weary because they've been so hard to fight, but if you can just do that and we can all unite and get together and show the government how much we do not want this scheme, and we want to get on with our communities. We don't want our communities ripped apart. We don't want to be choked to death. We don't want to be thrown out of our homes. We don't want all these things. We don't want the Temperance Hospital pulled down because it's our heritage and it's a lovely building.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.